Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. More than thank you, the debt love can never repay. I sat and watched my youngest graduate a few days ago from the Christian Southeastern University and listened to speeches and well wishes about what the pastors and professors and teachers meant to the grads. I went to dinner with her and some of her friends, and she took a couple of minutes to express how much she loves and appreciate what we did in making SCU and these life-changing seasons in her life possible. I was truly touched and humbled by her heart to share. But then I heard this voice. How do we do more than just use words like thank you? How do we honor those who have helped and seeded and shaped us scripturally, each of us? You know, scripture doesn't treat honor as optional. It treats it as weighty. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor. The word honor in the biblical sense carries value, substance, and even cost. It's not words, it's weight. And I don't delve into this because I'm looking for a claim because I paid for you to cross that stage. Because money was just a fraction of what it took. I was thinking about my life too. Who helped me, shaped me, and made me in so many ways? Who were they? Do they know how much I value them in my heart of hearts? Did I ever truly express beyond a Hallmark card the value they are or were to me? And wouldn't it be a crime to only express that one time? Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. That means your life is a field. And every mentor, teacher, coach, parent, pastor, they either planted something in you or watered something already there. Some never even saw the harvest, but heaven did. We live in a culture that celebrates outcomes but forgets contributors. God does the opposite. He tracks the investment. I want you to think about that one. To truly honor them, you don't just remember them, you respond. It's intentional. You name the seed they planted. You tell them the fruit it produced. You let them see the harvest of their obedience in your life. That's why Paul, again, says in Philippians 1:3, I thank my God every time I remember you. Notice his gratitude wasn't vague. It was tied to memory, to impact, and to a true relationship. Real honor costs something, but not money. It cost humility. It cost picking up the phone. It cost writing the letter. And don't let it be the only one. It cost saying, you changed me and I never told you. And here's the deepest truth. When you honor those who shaped you, you're actually honoring the God who sent them, because none of them were accidents. You don't need a holiday to celebrate them. Father's Day, Mother's Day, Siblings Day, Mentor Day. You need a heart that refuses to let their investment go unrecognized. And finally, be the thank you. Here's the truth. The greatest way to honor those who poured into you, it's not what you say, it's what you become. Jesus said, we're called to bear fruit. So what are you doing with what they gave you? 2 Timothy 2:2 says, pass it on. Mentor someone, encourage someone, invest in someone. Let your life prove their investment mattered. That's how gratitude becomes legacy. Let me leave you with two questions to ponder. Who planted or watered something in your life that you've never fully recognized? And if you can't vividly recall, pray and ask God to bring back that memory. And secondly, what specific impact can you name? And are you willing to tell them exactly how it changed you? I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.